Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February 10th, the 28th of Shvat, and we are finishing up the 24th parak of Mesilas Yesharim. We are on page 485, talking about Yiras Chet. And he says, Yiras Chet is similar to Yiras HaRomamus, except the difference is Yiras Chet means you are constantly living with a state of fear of anything that is a chet encroaching upon or being blended into your actions. We are on page 485. He says, V'al yira zos amar Moshe Rabbeinu shalom. Talking about this type of yira, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Shmos, Parakhaf, Pasuk Yedzayin, Vavor, Tia, Yirasa, Apnechem, Levilti, Sechatau. This is Moshe Rabbeinu says, so that awe of Hashem shall be upon your faces, so you will not sin. He's at Iker HaYira. This is the principal aspect of Yira, Shia Adam, Yarei, Umizdaazea, Tamid. Person should fear and tremble constantly about the possibility of sinning. Ad Shelo Sasur Yira Zomimeno Kaideza, Vada Layavalidechet. To the point that this fear never leaves him. For as a result of this constant fear, he will surely never come to sin. And if it happens, it means it was beyond his control. Princes have pursued me without cause. My heart has feared your word. Now the Ramchal presents logical proof to this concept of Yiras Chet. Ukvar matzanu shahamalachim hagedolim v'aramim charedim v'rashim tamid b'nei geos Hashem ad she'omer zuchanu l'vracha b'mshal chachmasam nahar dinor mehechan yotze ze'asan shalchayos. He says, find the great and exalted angels are constantly quaking and trembling before the grandeur of Hashem to the extent that Chazal said in Chagiga, from where does the heavenly river of fire originate? From the perspiration of the chayos, a category of angels. Why? This perspiration is due to the dread that is constantly upon them from the exaltedness of Hashem. Pen yadru davar katan, min hakavod v'akdusha roi lefanav, lest they omit even the smallest bit of honor and holiness that are befitting to him displayed before him. At the other extreme, whenever Shechina reveals itself in a particular place, Farad Varash Viragas, that place quakes, trembles, and convulses. This is what you see at Har Sinai. Hu Mash Amar Hakasav. This is what the Pasuk in Tehillim says. Eretz Rashav Shamayim Natvu Bnei Elohim. The earth quaked, even the heavens dripped before the presence of God. V'omer Lu Karata Shamayim Yirata Mipanach Harim Nazolu. It says in Yeshayahu, if only you would tear open the heavens and descend, the mountains would melt before. Kol shekein b'nei adam shirai sheyirgazu v'yirashu b'yadam shelifnei Hashem heim omdim tamid. So his proof is, if this is how the heavens, this is how the malachim relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is how the world trembles, the earth trembles in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol shekein, a human being who is aware that he is lifnei Hashem, should live with this constant, perpetual understanding of and you should understand that, unfortunately, as we are human beings, we're easily susceptible to do something that's incompatible with the exalted glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'malachav yasim tahala av shachnei vatei chomer v'chulu kine al kein tzarech vadai sheyachra tamid v'yirash kol adam uchamar me'eliyahu af lezos elihu af lezos yacharad libo v'yitar mimkamo shimu shamar berogaz kolo. Zosi hayira amitiz sheroi la'isha chasid shiti al panav tamid v'lo sasur mimeno. He says this is the awareness should lead, the awareness that we're lifnei Hashem and the awareness of the exalted nature of Hashem should lead us to a place of Yiras HaChet, which means in every instant, every moment, every minute that we live with a Yiras HaChet, we don't want to do anything that doesn't befit the honor and glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everyone.